give a word from the Kutei Sichas, volume 15, with regards to Asorah B'Tevis. It's interesting, Davud Raham writes that if Asorah B'Tevis should happen to fall on Shabbos, is the only one of the four fasts that we fast for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, which is namely Asorah B'Tevis and Shivosra B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av and Shem Gedalia. The only fast that if it comes out on Shabbos we would fast would be Asorah B'Tevis. Now it seems that's Davud Raham's opinion. It looks like the other Rishonim disagree with him, but it looks like it's really truly academic because the reality is that we're only fasting when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And when we have the calendar, like today, it'll never happen. Asorah B'Tevis can never fall out on Shabbos. So it turns out, it's not really Shaychus, a question whether you have to fast or not, no machloikis, because it's not really possible. But the truth of the matter is, after the Golus, it was a while until the calendar, until they set up the calendar, it took a while. So question is, what happened in those times? They were still Mekadesh al-Pi Hariya, even though it was already after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What happened when Asorah B'Tevis came on Shabbos? And also, you know, in the future, before Mashiach's coming, before the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it might be possible that they will start counting again al Pi Hariya. So it could be. So it's not only academic. But the question really is, why is this fast different? I mean, why all the other fasts, other three fasts, if they come on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos, and they happen to fall on Shabbos. They could fall out on Shabbos, and we never fall. We don't fast them, but Asorah B'Tevis, if it could fall on Shabbos, we would fast. And the reason is because in the Pasuk, in the Novi, it uses the Lashon of Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, that day, just like it says Legabe Yom Kippur, it says Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, so the fact is that it's from the Nevi'im, it says that they have to fast even if it occurs on Shabbos. But still, the question was, why Takya? I mean, but okay, the Pasuk says that, but it needs some of a reason, explanation. Why would Asorah B'Tevis be different? But on one level, it turns out on one level that Asorah B'Tevis is actually less of a fast day, because Shivasa B'Tamuz is the breaching of the wall of Yerushalayim, and Tisha B'Av, the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, and Gedalia, the killing of the Navi, of Gedalia ben Achikam. Asorah B'Tevis seems to be just the surrounding, the siege against Yerushalayim. There were other sieges against Yerushalayim which, you know, didn't materialize. So why, you know, amongst the troubles that we suffered, it seems like Asorah B'Tevis would be on a lower level than some of the other fast days. But perhaps the reason is, the Rebbe brings down, that the reason is because it was really sort of the start of all the tzaras. You know, the later on, followed, you know, from this siege, that the Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel, that he surrounded and he besieged the Yerushalayim, that was sort of the beginning of the tzaras. So, in a certain extent, you know, that when it all started, that's why we give this special, a special attention for that, because it's more painful in the sense that that led to everything else that followed later on, even though the actual destructions took place later on. And this is also, you know, I believe Rav Moshe writes, you know, a lot of people wanted to add to the various different, tzoymes, tanesim that we have, and in addition to Tisha B'Av, they wanted to make other days, you know, they have, but he wasn't of the of that view, because because the truth of the matter is that all the tzoras that we're having today is because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it's really not something new. It's not the beginning, even though some of the devastation and the tzoras were beyond anything that we've experienced in the past as a Jewish people. But yet, it didn't start this. Sometimes it goes by the start. So there's something about when it all started out, and we're still praying. But what's the purpose of the fast? It's not, as we learned, and we said in the Haftorah, the purpose of the fast is that we do teshuva, and yahofchu yomim elu l'sason l'simcha, that these days shall be turned for joy and happiness. And there is, you know, three levels. You know, first of all, so we shouldn't have to fast, because the only reason we fast is because there's no shalom in the world. If we are in peace in the world, the Gemara says, then we don't have to fast, because then the Yidden are at peace. They don't have, there's no fasting then. So first of all, the fast will be bottled, because there will be no reason to fast, because there will be shalom in the world. Number two, not only won't we fast, but it'll actually be a yontif. Why? Because days that we used to fast and we were sort of down, those same days, since we don't have to fast, so we're going to be very happy. It's going to turn, as the Navi says, the Rambam brings down from the Psukim, v'hafafachti evlam l'simcha, and the other Psukim that we change around, the day will become a fast day. But not, it's even more than that. Not only would the day itself become a day of celebration, but the actual fast that we're fasting right now is sort of, when we reach the highest level, the fast itself will turn into sort of a hell. The Avil itself will be into a Yom Tov. But this is all the drush. The bottom line is, we should be zoiche that Mashiach shall come and we'll merit that all this will take place. And it will be Yom Tovim, Umayadim, and Rimheir Yomeinu.